Thank you, Father. We bless you. We honor you. Thank you, mighty God, for this opportunity that you have given unto us to humble ourselves before your presence this morning, O God. In our weakness, we come. In our shortcomings, we come. In our sin, in our iniquity, in our transgression, we humble ourselves before you, O God, that if there is anything we have done not according to your will, we repent of it this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we repent of any transgression, of any sin, of anything that may block us to enter into your presence this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we purge our conscience with the blood of the Lamb, we purge our heart with the blood of Jesus, we consecrate ourselves to enter into your presence, in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender our body, our mind, our soul, our spirit unto the obedience of Jesus Christ. We sanctify the altar, we sanctify the air, we sanctify the instrument of worship with the precious blood of Jesus, as we walk. Welcome you, Lord, that come and be with us, according to your word, that where two or more are gathered in thy name, you promise to be in thy midst. And Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have gathered here in your name, the mightiest name, the name ever recorded on earth that is able to conquer every powers of the enemy. We exalt that name of Jesus. We lift up that name of Jesus upon this altar this day. We lift up the sovereignty of our God, as we call unto you that you are our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come in our midst. Thy kingdom come. May your presence be tangible. May you walk in our midst. May you heal the sick. May you deliver the captive in the name of Jesus. Let your power flow without limit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we welcome your glory. We welcome your power. We welcome your ambience. We welcome the person of the Holy Spirit to have his way in everything that we are going to do today, that the name of Jesus be magnified. May the Lord be magnified in our homes, in our nation, in our cities. May the name of Jesus be magnified. Lord, let thy kingdom reign in every sector of our life. In our social life, we welcome your kingdom. In the church, we welcome your kingdom. In our nation, in our cities, we welcome your kingdom. In our neighborhoods, we welcome the reign of Jesus. In our workplaces, we welcome the reign of God to reign above every axe of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you spread abroad. May your word spread abroad. May your power spread abroad. May the knowledge of Jesus Christ fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the knowledge of Jesus fill the earth, fill the earth, fill the earth with your knowledge, with your glory, with your power. Mighty Father, fill the earth with your glory, fill the earth with your power, with the knowledge of salvation. With the knowledge of the might of God, with the knowledge of your hand, O God, with the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we welcome you, mighty God, to reign, 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 reign in the lives of our young people, reign, reign, reign in the land, O God. You are the Lord that can bring us good tidings. We pray for good tidings. We pray for peace within our borders. We pray for peace for Jerusalem. We pray for peace for Israel. We pray for peace in United States. We pray for peace in Africa, in Europe, in Canada. Oh God, we call on to you, Almighty Father. We need your leadership in everything that we do, oh God. Even in this service, we need the leadership of God. We need the power of God. We need the presence of God. We need the power, the might, the counsel of God to reign. The will of the Father be done in this place. As it is in heaven, O God, that whatever you purpose to do, may you do it today as we worship you, as we stand before your presence, O God. May your mind be unveiled. May your glory be unveiled. May your purposes be unveiled. May you heal who you want to heal. May you touch who you want to touch. May you favor who you want to favor. May you deliver who you want to deliver. For we submit unto you. Use us for your glory. Use us for your glory. Touch us in a mighty way and use us for your glory. Use us for your glory, for we are But we are vessels, Almighty God. We are vessels before you, Jesus. Use us for your glory. Use us for your glory. Touch our tender hearts, O God. May you put it onto fire. Put our heart on fire for you. Put our heart on fire, Holy Spirit. Put our heart on fire. We pray, our Father, that give us this day our daily bread. May you meet us at the point of our needs, O God. May you send forth your word and let it not return unto you void, but let it accomplish that which you send it in the mighty name of Jesus. May you send a timely word that is able to deliver, that is able to save, that is able to conquer every works of darkness and set the captives free in the mighty name of Jesus. We open our heart unto you in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, O God, from all evil. Deliver us from every acts of the enemy. Deliver us from every acts of vengeance in the mighty name of Jesus, for our security is in you, Lord. We call unto your name, O God, to shine over us as a family, to shine over us as a church, Almighty God. May you see us through. May you protect even the little among us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be unto our God, our Savior, and our King. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Hallelujah. I want us to go to the book of Psalms chapter 1. We are going to start our reading from the book of Psalms chapter 1. We are going to start reading from verse 1. Amen? I know majority of us, we are very, very familiar with this scripture. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, that yield its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the day of judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk about the power of people who accompany you in your journey, in your walk with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The people you talk with, the people you fellowship with, the people you sit under, praise the Lord, is very important in your journey, in your walk, in your fellowship with the Lord, hallelujah, because they can determine your end destination, praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says that bad company corrupts good morals. Are we together? Bad company does what? Corrupt good morals. Hallelujah. And a good friend is a countenance to another. Praise the Lord. So sometimes the people that surrounds your life can determine a level of impact in your destiny, whether in a good way or in a bad way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the scriptures begin to talk to us that blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, when we begin this scripture, it begins by walking. Hallelujah. It begins by walking. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do you know a counsel can make you to walk in a certain way? And walking is a mark of direction. It means you are taking an aspect of direction in your life because you are sitting under a certain counsel. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are people that have taken a bad journey in their destiny because of what they heard, because of the teachings they sat under. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. That's why you have to be careful of the kind of people that you open your ears to. You have to be careful the kind of counsel you open your ears to praise the Lord, because bad counsel will lead you to a certain direction in life. That's why you hear a lot of people that have been indoctrinated to think in a certain way, and they believe that what they know is the way, praise the Lord, but what they don't understand, they have been indoctrinated to take a certain path that doesn't lead them to the right way, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this comes even with the kind of books you read. That's why the enemy is striving to enter into our systems to influence the kind of materials our children are reading, to influence the kind of novels, to influence the kind of books that our children are reading. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, just the other day, my child came back home with a book, and when I looked at the book, it was talking about Halloween. Hallelujah. When I saw my child with the book, I almost threw it away. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I asked him, where did you come with this book? And they say, oh, this is the book we have been given with the teacher to use for our assignment. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. As a parent, I had to talk to the teacher. Can you change the book? Praise the Lord. Because anything about Halloween cannot enter our home. We are Christian. We are believers. Hallelujah. And the teacher had to change the book. Praise the Lord. So there are things that look innocent, but they are not innocent. The enemy may look innocent in his coming. He may look harmless in his coming, but his main aim is to change your direction. His main aim is to take away the passion of God in your heart, the passion that used to lead you to go to church, that passion that used to make you open your Bible and read it. Hallelujah. You begin to take a different direction slowly but surely because of the kind of counsel you are opening your ears to. There are people that will open their ears to listen to Oprah Winfrey, but they will not open their ears to listen to a pastor. Praise the Lord Almighty. But all of these are counsel, but they are leading you to a different direction. So the Bible says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. So there is walking. Hallelujah. There is walking. You see people going in a wrong direction and you decide to walk with them. Praise the Lord. You know, walking means that you are not talking. Hallelujah. You are just seeing people sinning. You are sinning with them. You are seeing people doing evil. You are doing evil with them. Praise the Lord. You are just hiding on the crowd walking. You walk into a place where people are deceiving others. You begin to deceive others. You enter into a government office. Become a local MP. You become a local mayor. You become a governor of a city, of a nation, wherever it is. Praise the Lord Almighty. You find corruption there. You begin to walk in the same corruption. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. You find a system that doesn't glorify in that place, and you begin to walk in that system without questioning the ways of that system. You begin to take the counsel of that system without questioning whether that counsel is the counsel of God. Hallelujah. And then it moved to a place of standing. You see, when you reach to a place of standing, it means you have reached to a place of defense. You know, there are people that have climbed a different ladder. They are not just doing evil. They are not just sinning, but they are ready to defend a lifestyle that doesn't glorify God. They are ready to defend things that doesn't please God. They are ready to defend, hallelujah, because they have climbed the ladder. Now it is not just walking, but they are standing. They are ready to defend the lifestyle they are living that is not godly. They are ready to defend the lifestyle. Some will even try to corrupt scripture to defend their evil lifestyle. And these are the times we are living in, where people are standing in the way of sinners. People are standing to defend iniquity. People are standing to defend things that doesn't glorify God. We live in a nation where people are standing to defend abortion. We live in a nation where people are standing to defend homosexuality. People are standing to defend defend immorality. We live in a time where people have walked away from God and they have climbed the ladder and they have reached to the place where they are standing on the way of sinners. And then the Bible say, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. You see, when you reach to the place of sitting is the place of doctrine. Hallelujah. It's like nobody can move you from what you stand with. Praise the Lord. And this is a very dangerous place. There are people that have been indoctrinated to believe in a lie. And they don't believe that there is any other truth from the lie they have received. Praise the Lord Almighty. So they are sitting in that doctrine. They are sitting in that lifestyle that doesn't glorify the King of glory. But the Bible says, hallelujah, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Glory be to God. Where is your delight? Glory be to God. Do you love the law of God? Do you love the word of God? Do you love the Bible? Do you love the scriptures? Glory be to God on heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. Do you find joy being in the Bible study? There are people that will come for preaching, but they will not come for Bible study because they don't have a delight of the law. Glory be to God. Because the law is the truth. The law is the word of God. Hallelujah. And the word of God is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So you cannot love Jesus without loving the law. You cannot love Jesus without loving the word of God. So you must have a passion. You must have a love for God in the mighty name of Jesus. It's like a tree planted by the streams of water that yield its fruits in its fruit in season. And his leaf does not wither. Hallelujah. So if you're not walking among this kind of people that the Lord has spoken, hallelujah, and you delight in the law of the Lord, and you meditate on that law day and night to think about the word of God. You meditate upon the word of God. You weigh upon the scriptures in the mighty name of Jesus. When you go to sleep, you think about the word of God. When you wake up, you think about the word of God. When you go to work, you think about the word of God. You meditate on it. Not just reading the Bible, but meditating on the word of God. You will be like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruits in season and out of season, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I want us to go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 22. 1 Samuel chapter 22. We'll begin reading from verse 1. In the name of Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter 22 verse 1. Then David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. So when his brothers and all his father's house had it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him. So he became the captain over them, and there were about 400 men with him. Hallelujah. You see, this cave called Adullam is very, very special. Hallelujah. When I was reading this story, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord reminded me that this cave was a cave of the making of great men. Glory be to God. That's why you have to be careful of the kind of company you are making. Glory be to God. Because connections are special. The person you connect with can determine your destiny. The person you connect with can determine where you are going. Glory be to God. That's why you have to pray that the Lord may connect you with the right person, with the right people, in the mighty name of Jesus. And at this time, David was hiding for his life. He has been running for his life, and he found a place of safety. He found a place of divine encounter. He found a place where God was able to protect him. Hallelujah. And that place was a cave. You see, a cave is an isolated place. A cave is like a place of refuge. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. And Adullam became a cave for David, a place of refuge for David, a place where God protected him, where God shielded him, and at the same time, Adullam became a place where David was able to connect with men that were able to make him great also. Not only did God use him to make this man great, but also God, this man made David to become what he was called to become. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Sometimes the callings of God may take you to the cave of Adullam. The callings of God may take you to the cave of loneliness. The callings of God may take you to the mountaintops. The callings of God may take you to the wilderness. Hallelujah. This cave was like a wilderness. Hallelujah. Where he was lonely, where he had no one to support him. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. But in that very place, God sent men there. God sent people there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter where you are, God is sending help in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the people may be coming to you. They may not be millionaires. They may not be talented. They may not be gifted. Hallelujah. But they have seen your vision. They have understood that there's a all of kingship running on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know we live in a time where people follow men because of money, where people follow men because of the kind of wealth they carry, where people follow men because of the kind of followership they carry. Hallelujah. But at this time, David had nothing he could show for himself. What he had was God. What he had was the oil of God upon him. What he had was the authority of God. What he heard was the vision of God upon him. Hallelujah. What he had was the giftings of God that was at working in him. Hallelujah. He had no wealth. He had nothing he could prove for himself. And yet this man came to him. And it is very interesting the kind of men that came to David at this time. The Bible said there were people in distress. Hallelujah. People in distress. Can you imagine you yourself, you are suffering, and God is sending people who are suffering like you to you. Hallelujah. For you to help them. Praise the Lord. And you also, you are running away for your own life. You are running away. Hallelujah. Your life is in danger. Glory be to God. Yet God is still sending people in distress. Praise the Lord. There are times where God will use your weakness for his glory. You might be the one who is sick, but God will use you to heal others. You might be the one poor, but God will use you to make others rich. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. Because sometimes God has to hide the glory beneath, hallelujah. The gold beneath can be hidden and buried on the soil, hallelujah, but it still remains the gold if it is cleaned properly. In the mighty mighty name of Jesus Christ. So God sent people in distress to a man who was also in distress, but had a calling of God, had a vision of God. The oil of God was running in his head. He had an appointment with God in the mighty name of Jesus, and these people came. Another category of people that came to David were people who are in debt. Hallelujah. People who are not able to give the offering you are looking for. People who are not able to give, hallelujah, the tithe and the touch you are looking for. Hallelujah. They were the people that saw your vision. They were the people that acknowledged that you are indeed called by God. Glory be to God. Probably very educated people, very talented people, people with masters and degrees, people with great wealth, not be able even to give 10 shillings to your ministry. Hallelujah. But yet God may bring people who cannot afford to give a dollar as an offering to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But there is something they have seen in you. They have seen that if they walk with you, their life will never remain the same. If they stand with you, their destiny will never remain the same. If they sit with you, their destiny will never remain the same. If they stand with you, their destiny will never remain the same. And these are the men who were willing to walk with David. They were willing to journey with him. They were willing to take the counsel of the mind of God. They were willing to be shepherded with the man of God. They were willing to be taught with the man of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They were willing to make David become their shepherd, a man who had no roof, a man who had no shelter, a man who had no place, only a cave to hide. How can you keep 400 men on a cave? Is it possible? So it means others were sleeping outside in the cold. They were sleeping in the cold, but they holded onto the man of vision. They had no place to fellowship, but they holded onto the man of vision. They had no place to hide, but they holded onto the man of vision. Glory be to God, because they had seen that their destiny is intertwined with this man of God. They have seen that their future is intertwined with this man of God. They were in debt. Everyone who was in debt. Hallelujah. You know, it is not easy to deal with people who are in debt. Glory be to God. Even pastors of today, they don't like people who are begging. They don't like beggars become their members. Many pastors today, hallelujah. There are churches today that when you go, they will want to know the kind of job you have before they know you are born again. There was a time I entered into one church, hallelujah, here in the United States in Chicago, hallelujah. The first church I ever entered here in Chicago. Many people were curious of the kind of job I have than they were curious of the kind of my walk with the Lord. No one was willing to ask if I am born again, but many people ask if I have a job. What kind of thing I do? How do I make money? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But no one cared whether I am walking with the Lord. No one cared whether I am born again. No one cared of my journey with the Lord. No one cared whether I am backslided or not. Glory be to God, but majority wanted to know how much am I earning. Majority wanted to know what kind of school have I gone. This is the kind of misplacement we have entered in because we are afraid to deal with people in poverty. We are afraid today. Many pastors will preach and even say it is a sin to be poor. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. But there are men who are in distress. There are men who are in debt, decided to come to be with a man also in poverty, to come to be with a man who was struggling for his life, to come to be with a man who doesn't have food to give them. There was a time that David was stranded with this man. men, that there was no place they could get bread. They had to go from place to place begging for food. There was a time they had to go to the priest, hallelujah, to seek for food, to eat the bread of the presence, hallelujah. This is the kind of man they follow. Sometimes giving, hallelujah, is not because of how much you have. When you have a heart to give, you can give your time, you can give your counsel, you can give your preaching in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you imagine people who are in debt coming to a man who has nothing to pay their debt with? All this man had was the counsel of God. All this man had was the oil upon his head, and they trusted the oil to journey with the oil, to journey with the vision that God had put in the life of this man. Number three, the Bible said they were discontented. In other words, they were not happy with their situation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know you can be in the church and you are not happy? You are not discontented. You don't feel that you are being blessed. Glory be to God. Have you ever gone to place, you have been in a church and you don't feel you're being blessed? You don't feel you are connected. Hallelujah. You don't feel the pastor is preaching the word of God that connects with you. You don't feel the ocean flowing. You don't feel the life flowing. It's like you are struggling. You are struggling to worship God. You are struggling to connect. Hallelujah. You are in a place people don't acknowledge you. They don't like you. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So these are the kind of people that came to David because there was something they were seeking for that their nation couldn't give them. There was something they were seeking for, but even the leader of a nation, King Saul, was not able to give them. And I believe that one of the things they were seeking for was the presence of God. One of the things they were seeking for was a man whose heart is burning for God. They wanted to walk under an umbrella of a man of God whose heart is burning to establish the agenda of God on earth. The heart of David was burning for the kingdom. The heart of David was burning to see the glory of God in Jerusalem. The heart of David was burning to see the temple of God is built in Jerusalem. The heart of David was burning to see the rulership of God is established in Jerusalem. The heart of David was burning to see worship going forth in the house of God, praises going forth in the house of God, to see the establishment of the house of God, to see priests coming together to worship the Lord, to see the name of God exalted in Jerusalem. And they couldn't find it under the umbrella of King Saul because he was not a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. Do you know sometimes when you sit under a man who's not after God's own heart, you will feel discontented, hallelujah, because they don't like God, they don't want to do the things of God, they don't want to pursue the purposes of God, they don't want to do more for the kingdom of God. Everything is a struggle. Everything is all about themselves. It's about their kingdom. It's about their command. It's about how much power they can command in the church than touching lives of people, than winning souls to the kingdom of God, than awakening a fire of the presence of God, a fire of worship, a fire of restoration, than bringing the heart back to God, that we may not worship God empty, that we may worship God in the Shekinah, that we may worship God in the glory, that the sick may be healed, that the blind may see, that people may come to touch and know that they have been touched, and know that they have been healed in the mighty name of Jesus, that their bondages, their chains are broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This is the reason why these people are discontented. I don't know about you. Are you discontented where you are? Are you not happy with the status quo where people come to church for 30 minutes? Hallelujah. They are coming to church for 30 minutes. They want to finish quick. One time prayer, 5 minutes worship, blah, blah, blah. Then they go to spend 2 hours eating. Praise the Lord Almighty. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. But the time come where you can be discontented with the status quo. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You will rather go to the cave of Adullam. You will rather go to the cave where God make great men in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will rather go to the cave of Adullam where the oil of the Spirit is flowing. You will rather go to the cave of Adullam where the prophetic is flowing, where the apostolic is flowing. You will rather go to the cave of Gadullam where the presence of God is tangible. The vision of God is tangible. The word of God is tangible. You will rather go to the cave of Adullam where worship is flowing like water. You will rather go to the cave of Adullam where praise is flowing from the mountain down to the valleys. You will rather go to the cave of Adullam where God will raise men for his glory. You will rather go to the cave of Adullam where the oil that make it great men is flowing in the mighty name of Jesus. You see, in life there are things that will not change unless your desire, your pursuit change, what you want in this life change. Unless you are uncomfortable with your status quo. Hallelujah. When you become uncomfortable with your status quo, you will begin to pursue the will of God. You will begin to pursue the presence of God. Where the presence of God is where you will want to be, is where you will want to be established. And that place may not have a building. That place, people may be praising God under the tree. People may be praising God in their homes, in their houses, but there is something flowing. There is something flowing. The masses of God is flowing. The power of God is flowing. The vision of God is flowing. The all of God is flowing in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. So they decided to go there. And David became the captain of them. And the Bible says they were about 400 men with him. In other words, David became the shepherd of them, of this man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They decided to follow this dirty man. You know, in a cave, it's very difficult to get water there, even to bathe yourself. They decided to follow this man who had no roof upon his head. They decided to follow this man who had no power, no wealth, no nothing. But he had the presence of God. His heart was burning for the purposes of God. And they decided to follow. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to go to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 28 verse 8. I want us to see what happens to this man when they started to follow. When they started to follow this man who carried the vision of God. When they started to follow this man whose heart was burning for Jesus, whose heart was burning to see the glory of God for his generation. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 8, the Bible says these are the names of the mighty men whom David had. Hallelujah. Now they have become mighty men. Before they were useless men. Before they were men in distress. Before they were men in debt. Hallelujah. But now there is a transition. Hallelujah. You see, the more you abide in the presence of God, the more you abide in the right counsel, the more you abide in the right covering, the more you abide in the right leadership. Hallelujah. There is something that will be taking place in you. There will be building. There will be energizing. There will be empowerment. Hallelujah. And these men that were in distress, these useless men that nobody wanted in their churches, hallelujah, now have become a great man. Now I've become great men. And these are the names of the mighty men whom David had: Joseph, Bashebet, the Tachmonite, chief among the captains. So Joseph, hallelujah, Joseph, hallelujah, Bashebet was the chief among the captains. He was also called Adino, the Eznite, because he had killed 800 men at one time. This was the chief of the captain. The Bible says he had killed 800 men in one time. Is that possible, Lord? Glory be to God. In the natural sense, it's not possible. But there was all that was flowing in the head of David, that anyone that submitted under him became great. There was all of greatness. There was all of impartation. There was all that make useless men great. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And after him was Eliezer, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines who had gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had retreated. These are the men who don't give up. They don't give up even when everybody has given up. They stand in the battlefield with the man of God. Hallelujah. Do you know, this journey is not easy. There will be a time where people will retreat. There will be a time where people may even laugh at your calling. They may think you are wasting your time, praise the Lord, because they are looking at your viewership. They are looking at your membership. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But they are men that will stand even when men has retreated. They will stand in the battlefield with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says he rose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary. Glory be to God. He attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary. And the Bible says, and his hand stuck to the sword. Do you know what that means? His hand became one with the sword. Like his hand couldn't be separated from the sword. That is the kind of grace and anointing. He fought as one man until the weapon became, until he joined himself to the weapon in his hand. Hallelujah. Until he became one with the weapon. The weapon couldn't fall off his hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Ararite. The Philistine had gathered together in a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. So the people fled from the Philistines. This is another second time people are running away. Hallelujah. But he stationed himself in the middle of the field. One man stationed before thousands of soldiers defended it and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. Then the three of the thirty chief men went down at harvest time and came to David at the cave of Adullam. We are back to Adullam again. The cave of the making of great men. The cave of purpose. The cave where the grace of God is flowing. The power of God is flowing. The presence of God is flowing. The prophetic is flowing. The unction of God is flowing. The oil of God is flowing. The glory of God is flowing in that cave. The security of God was flowing in that cave. And they came back to the cave of Adullam. and the troop of the Philistine encamped in the valley of Rephaim. Then David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was in the Bethlehem. And David said with longing, "Oh, that someone will give me a drink from the water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." So the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines. They drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. Three men broke in the camp of the enemy. Do you know in a camp of the enemy, they are stationed thousands of soldiers? Hallelujah. They were willing to lay their life to make sure that the desire of their leader is fulfilled. How many people today are willing to lay their life for their leader? How many people today are willing to lay their life to make sure that the church of God is planted, to make sure that the church of God is growing, to make sure that the purposes of God are accomplished in the church? Praise the Lord. Today we are with a generation where when you want them to do something for God, it's like you have to beg them. You have to beg them. Hallelujah. They don't sense the burden of their leader. They don't sense the burden, the desire of their leader. Hallelujah. If you are a disciple, you need to have a capacity to sense the burdens of your leader. You need to have a capacity to sense the worries of your leader and stand with them to make sure that they are helper, and stand with them to make sure that the things that God has called them to do are accomplished on earth. That is the real discipleship. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We live in a time today that the pastor is the one left to worry about how the church rent will be paid. We live in a time today where the pastor is the one worrying about the instrument in the church, worrying about how the church is going to be closed, worrying about how electricity is going to be paid in the church, because there are no great men. There are no great men that are standing. There are no great men that are standing in the cave of the cave of covenant making, the cave where men decide to walk with you, even in your poverty, in your lack, even when you don't have any members. They are willing to come to worship with you. They are willing to come and praise God with you. They are willing to come and establish the purposes of God with you, because they know this is a man who has a mark of God. This is a man who has a voice of God. This is a man that the oil of God is flowing in his life, in his destiny, and I am willing to walk with him or with her. I am willing to journey. I am willing to journey. Hallelujah. You see, this cave of Adullam was so special that when they saw the desire of David while in the cave of Adullam, something provoked their spirit. Because that is the place where God nurtured them. That is the place where God taught them to pray. That is the place where God taught them how to wage victorious warfare, at the place of prayer. That is the place where God taught them to carry and win battles. That is the place where God raised them. So anything that David asked in that place, hallelujah, they couldn't refuse. They couldn't refuse. Sometimes in life, don't forget where God brought you from. Hallelujah. When you are in distress, when you are demon-possessed, when you are in depression, you went to that man of God in the cave of Adullam. Hallelujah. But once you are blessed, once God has blessed you, once God has opened doors for you, you don't remember that man of God anymore. Hallelujah. You go to big churches now. You can't even If you can't even say hi, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. You can't even say hi. You can't even come to the video, hallelujah. When you are rolling with powers of darkness, you knew where to come for prayer. You knew where to come for deliverance, hallelujah. But when God set you free, you ran away. You ran away because you are looking for big churches. You ran away because you are looking for big ministry where the oil is not flowing, the purposes of God is not flowing, hallelujah. Where you are not connected, but you think you can build quickly there. God is telling you a time has come that you need to go back to the cave of Adullam. Go back to that man of God that you encountered and your destiny changed. Go back to that man of God that you encountered and your life changed. Go back to that man of God that you encountered and your gift exploded. Go back to that man of God that you encountered and the rivers began to flow. Go back to that man of God that you encountered and favor dropped. Go back to that man of God that you encountered and your ministry began to flow in the mighty name of Jesus. Sometimes we take things for granted because they are men that God has put them in the cave of Adullam, not because they are useless, but because God wants to build his purpose with them in a humble place. God wants to teach them humility. God wants to teach them to wait on him. God wants to teach them the prophetic. God wants to teach them apostolic. God wants to teach them the prophetic worship, the prophetic praise, that their heart may burn for him, not for men, not for the glory of men, not for the church full of mediocrity, hallelujah, but for the church full of men and women whose heart are burning sincerely. They are burning for God. They are burning for God. They are worshiping God in spirit and in truth because they didn't encounter God in the bed of roses. They encounter God in their distress. They encounter God in their debt. They encounter God in their discontentment. Sometimes those are the kind of people that God may be calling you to reach to. Hallelujah. No people think they have reached where they are, they are supposed to be. No people that they think that they don't need God. Well, people that think that they need to go to big places in order to be blessed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. So this man broke the camp of the Philistines. They drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink it, but poured it unto the Lord. And he said, far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is this not the blood of the men who went in jeopardy for their life? When that water finally reached David, it was not water anymore. It was blood. It was sacrifice. Glory be to God. It was no more water. Hallelujah. It was an offering to God. Glory be to God. That David had to give it back to God. Therefore, he will not drink it. And this is something that the leader desired. But because of what this man went through to get it, he offered it back to God. He said, this is not something I can take anymore. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. These are the men who have a heart for the kingdom. They have a heart to stand with their leader in the mighty name of Jesus. These things were done by the three mighty men. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Can I continue with them or stop there? Hallelujah. Let me just read one more. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of another three. He lifted up his spear against 300 men. He killed them and won a name among these three. Was he not the most honored of the three? He lifted up his spear and killed 300 men.
You see, the vision I want to bring, the picture I want to bring in this place is how God nurtured this man. This man were useless, but because they encountered the right destiny partner, because they encountered the right umbrella, because they decided to follow God, irrespective whether they were under a tree, irrespective whether they were under Eve. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, it's the same way many people that wanted to follow Jesus. Jesus told them that birds of the air have nets to sleep in, but the Son of Man has no place to put his head on. Hallelujah. So if you are to follow Jesus, you will have to follow him at your own risk. So if you think that ministry is going to make you wealthy, you are in trouble. If you think that ministry is going to give you quick prosperity, you are in trouble. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why people like Jonas ended up in trouble, because their reason of being in the house of God, their reason of following the man of God, it was not because of kingdom. It was not because of souls of men. It was not because they wanted to accomplish the will and the will of their master, but because they think their pockets could become big, because they think they could sway people. They could gain quick wealth and so on. But Jesus often reminded them that birds of the air, they have nests to sleep in, but the Son of Man has no place to put his head on. He had no shelter. He had no mansion. So if you are looking for him for ministry because of the kind of mansion he has, Jesus never had any mansion. But he had the grace of God. He had the power of God. He had the mercies of God. He had the vision of God. His heart was burning for the King of glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to read the last scripture so that we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The book of Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Glory be to God. I want us to pray today that the Lord will connect you with an iron that can sharpen you. Like these 400 men that were with David in the cave of Adullam, because they were willing to stand with David. They were willing to walk with David. They were willing to sit with David. A righteous man, their destiny changed. Their names were written in the oracles of history. In the annals of history, their names were written. Glory be to God, because they journeyed with a man that shaped them to become the vessels that God could wield to save nations, to become vessels that God could wield to bring his kingdom down, to become vessels that God could wield to conquer nations, to conquer cities, to conquer territories for the kingdom of our Lord. I want us today to pray that the Lord will bring the right connections in our life, because one connection alone can change your life forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, that God may bring connections that will last. Hallelujah. Not just pretenders that are coming for wrong reason in your life. Hallelujah. But men and women who are willing to stand with you in the cave of Adullam. They are willing to stand with you in the cave of waiting. They are willing to stand with you when you have nothing. They are willing to stand with you when you look like them, when you look useless like them, when you look poor like them. But they are willing to stand with you because they have come to a special place. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory. Open your mouth and begin to pray, Lord. Bring the right connection. Open my eyes to connect with the right place, a place that will build me to become what you want me to become. In the mighty name of Jesus, may my eyes, may my desires never deceive me to go to places, to connect to places where you are not, oh Lord. May you connect me to a place where I am meant to be. Connect me to a place where I am meant to be fulfilled. Connect me to be a, to a place where I am meant to become greater, where I am meant to become the vessel that God wants me to become. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, bayatara bababoshate rekete si barande o pabahanda la paradise sheperera o payatala kine mantoro boshaya idere mantara baboshande iko payatele kandolo parataya jeke petile keto satara dadada re papa pa sepa yeke payente manahande le patana mahande le petele be. Pray that people that God has destiny for you to meet, that God had commanded you, had commanded from the foundation of the earth, that you will meet with this man, you will meet with this great man of God, and your destiny and your life will never be the same. I want you to pray that the Lord may bring the connection now, that the Lord may connect you, that the Lord may connect you with that prophetic voice, to connect you with that apostolic voice, that they will speak and your life will change, your ministry will change, your destiny will change, the way you do things will change, your business will change. E para namakosa rekatara baba 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 ze patara ba kontoro boshataya ye patala bandele petele bedeleta le petele bedeleta na handara baba je kapa ta 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 ze patara baba baba. Father, command them to come from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. Connect me, O God. Connect me, O God. It doesn't matter where they are. They may be in the cave of Adullam, but bring me to my Adullam. Bring me to my Adullam. Bring me to my Adullam. Bring me to the place of my making. Bring me to the place of my making. I want you to open and pray, Lord, bring me to the place of my making. Bring me to the place where you will make me to become what I am meant to become. Bring me to the place where my gifts and my talents will find expression. Bring me to the place where the things that you had put in me from the foundation of the earth will be awakened by the fire of the Holy Ghost, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, by the fire of the Holy Ghost. But even the things I didn't know, I heard, will begin to explode. The gifts I didn't know, I heard, will begin to manifest in my life, because I'm in the cave of Adullam, because I'm in the cave of manifestation, because I'm in the cave where useless men are made great. Almighty God. The cave of Adullam may be uncomfortable, but it's the place where God wants to make me. The cave of Adullam may not have a shelter, but it is the place where God wants to make me. Almighty Father, bring me to the cave of Adullam, the cave of covenant. Bring me to the cave of leadership. Give me to the cave where I will stand with the right men who are burning for you, whose hearts are burning for souls of men, whose hearts are burning for kingdom purpose, whose hearts are burning for the agenda of the Father in heaven. Ay, 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 ay.
Zeke payana makara teleke telegadea. O parana makosia. Deke perida maganande. Yete tete parada katelegede. Ripara. Anakoto selebedea, ito so parana makatelegedea, ze patarabahandele pataladania, ikoto salabine meterere boshaya.
Do you know David's heart was burning for Jesus, for the Lord? That is, say, my eyes, I will not give my eyes no slumber until I find the how I build our God his house. David, he was in speed, he was in movement. He couldn't rest. People were sleeping, but he wasn't sleeping. Because there is something he wanted to do for God. His heart was burning. In the name of Jesus, it's my prayer that the Lord may bring you to that place. Hallelujah. The Lord may bring you to that place where you will connect with men and women whose hearts are burning, who are hungry for God, who are hungry for the manifestation of their Father, who are hungry for the glory of God, who are hungry for the presence of God, who are hungry to see the kingdom of God established in their days, established in their time, who are hungry to see the outpour of the Holy Spirit, who are hungry to see Ziala kataladi, o payantana mozande, zepetelebina hanto sotalagine mantali etositaladi amanda, iteselena mahaselekidua, a payante mino ozala candele pendele kieteselia daba, yeketelebina hantantilende, itanamanto selebina handa, e parata bakozi etelema, hakara gandele ketesetelema, o payantana. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Father. Receive all the glory. Receive all the praise. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Amen.